Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and it is goaltender Tommy Napier. And Tommy, this is your third season getting a chance to play pro hockey. You got a chance to come out of college your first year. What's the journey been like for you in these past three seasons?
Oh yeah, obviously it's a goal to play pro hockey, and it's been an up and down so far over the last 3 years, going up and down between here and the AHL, but the ultimate goal is to make the NHL someday, and just got to keep competing every day and trying to get better.
You had a really neat experience last season as you had a chance to get a lot of games in at the American Hockey League level, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, and that parlayed into your first career playoff series as a pro, which you got a chance to win a game, win a series for that matter. What was that experience like to be able to live that type of a lifestyle and experience that excitement in the playoffs?
Yeah, obviously it was a great time and playing with a great group of guys up there, and it was great to get the first series win, but second series didn't go the way we wanted. But just reflecting over it over the summer and just working hard every day and trying to make it better every day.
What's it like going through where you have the regular season, obviously, and there's still an energy there and you're still wanting to put the best product that you can forward, win as many games as you can, but to see the change in the intensity from regular season hockey to playoff hockey, what was that like for you? What did you take away from that?
Yeah, I think you even see it growing up through the ages. Just it's playoff hockey and it's win or go home, and it changes the whole game, and just everybody's going to bring it every single night out there.
Do you feel like towards the end where you're going towards playoffs and every save just gets magnitude increased so much, or a situation where overtime looms and oh my goodness, you know, here it is, every save is literally game saving save. What's that to play like?
Oh yeah, it's a little bit different, but I mean, as yourself, you just got to go out there and play it as a regular game and a regular save and just do your job as a goalie. It's save the puck and just don't get beat by it, and that's what you got to put in your head and do every day.
You've got a three-goalie tandem here in Wheeling this year, you, Taylor Gauthier, Ryan Bednard, and in terms of the experience and the age, you're smack dab in the middle as Bednard's had a couple more years and Gauthier's the new kid on the block. What's it like to kind of, I guess, read off of Bednard, what he's experienced through the years, and then also be a good mentor to Taylor at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, they're both great guys and they're both great goalies, and it's awesome hanging out with them outside the rink, and it's awesome coming to the rink every day and competing with both of them, because when you're going against those two, you're going to get the best every day and you got to bring it every day.
I noticed that you and Gauthier really tend to hang around each other a lot. You seem to have a really good relationship, like you mentioned, hanging out with each other off of the ice. Do you see that a lot with the goaltenders? Is that something you've always tried to really have a good relationship with your goaltending partner, both on and off the ice? That way you can work with each other and both be successful at the same time?
Yeah, I think it's always a great thing to have a great relationship with your partner and just get to know each other and push each other. It like pushes each other harder on the ice every day, and just being friends and everything, it's a great thing.
You catch with the left hand, he catches with the right hand. Are you still able to kind of compare notes on certain things, or are there advantages or disadvantages that you experience where you have a little bit of a hard time comparing and contrasting ideas?
I mean, it's just the same thing, just from the opposite side. But yeah, watching him, you learn things from him every day, and like same thing, like you earn things from Bednard and you earn things from Gauthier every day.
Do you notice that it's easier, like when you've moved up to Wilkes-Barre Scranton, they try and keep things somewhat similar in terms of the way that the teams play? Does that make it easier for you to learn them in front of you, and then in the same time them having to learn how you want to play things back behind?
I mean, I think all the way down from Pittsburgh, they're like preaching the same thing, like the same styles and everything. Like JD up there and Arms here and up in Pittsburgh, they're all taught the same thing and trying to relate it so when guys go up and down that it's not too much different for them.
You've got Chuck Grant here this week. He's the goaltending development coach for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he's very, very hands-on with you guys, the goaltenders. What does it mean to have someone like him to really be focusing on you guys, the goaltenders, to give you that specialty? What sort of thing did he bring that someone that doesn't have a goaltending coach may not get that same type of training?
I mean, yeah, working with him every day. I mean, he's there to help you out and teach you things, and when he sees something going wrong or something that you could work on, he's going to let you know. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's just going to help you become a better goalie.
You've got some veteran guys in front of you, Smith, Drake, who have been in this league for a while. You have guys that you know very well from last year, Maniscalco, Ortiz. How much do you enjoy this group that you have in front of you this year, and what do they bring that gives you guys an X factor over some of the rest?
Yeah, I mean, we got a great leadership group and a whole great group of guys all together, and I mean, just watching the older guys and then the younger guys coming in, just teaching them to do the right thing every day. It pays off a lot.
I very appreciate your time, Tommy, for spending some time with me. It's great to have you here again this year, and I know that you and the goaltending tandem has a lot of special performances ahead of you, and we've seen a lot of good ones already, so it's going to be a fun season, so thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Tommy Napier, our Unified Bank profile tonight on our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. More after this on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.